Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin our practice in a new book. It will be the letter to Titus. That letter has three chapters. We begin in chapter 1 with verses 1 through 4. Paul, a slave of God and apostle of Jesus Christ for the sake of the faith of God's chosen ones and the recognition of religious truth in the hope of eternal life that God, who does not lie, promised before time began, who indeed at the proper time revealed his word in the proclamation with which I was entrusted by the command of God, our Savior, to Titus, my true child in our common faith. Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior. Indeed, Christ will lead us to Titus this morning. As I looked over the books that are remaining, they're not going to be listed here this morning, but I will say them aloud that are the what's left. I believe Revelation has been completed. I'll have to look back on that. I've got 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians and 2 Gospels left. That's Matthew and Mark. That means we have covered the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of John, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the Book of Acts, 1 and 2 Timothy, 1 and 2 Peter. We also did James, Colossians. We've done Song, Proverbs, Obadiah, Malachi, Joel, Job, Genesis, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Philemon, Jude, Ephesians, Romans, Galatians, Philippians, Hebrews, and today we begin in Titus. 3 short chapters describing the pastoral charge of those picked to share the Christian ideals, placing hope in their ability to bring people to understand Christ's sacrifice of redeeming their souls, enabling each and every one to obtain life eternal by confessing this truth, allowing the good works to be developed that will indicate their true allegiance to Christ Jesus as Savior of all. Ha! God has a way of making you understand by your commitment to practice what His Word engages as the life He calls us all to live, where the piatic response to others will lead to the conversion of those who fail to recognize how to truly build the church up. Paul will soon describe this journey as we pray to overcome all instances of tearing down the church walls to build up the kingdom of heaven here on earth that truly is suffering by the limitations others are placing on her back, constricting her breath while killing kindness in secret without allowing a true influx of spiritual souls. Paul says will prolong the confusion humanity walks in, while others steal her joy through selfish desires of the heart, by instruction erring that can and will be corrected by prayer and supplications. Ha! To the leaders of the church. Amen. Who need the input to devout souls by a love of mankind, should have for the church our mother church, bringing Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity to the lost, lonely, and languished, building up the kingdom of God as a Christian community of love, faith, and hope of His mercy, living, redeemed. This is where we are today, watching the walls be torn down around us, churches being sold on every corner, and the inability to find the reason why people would choose not to make the church stronger by bringing more and more souls to the supper of the Lamb. It is confusing in many ways, but we know that the Lord has a reason for all things to guide us to tear down these walls and to allow the true faith of Jesus Christ to be a Christian community, one of love, faith, and hope of His mercy. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. We continue to pray for all of those who've asked us to pray for them and those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who are wreaking this havoc of war in Ukraine. Lord, we lift them up. Please forgive me as I forgive others as we continue to seek to live Your will in all things. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are needing help today, those who are battling depression, those who are wanting to just end their life, those who are suicidal. Lord, we ask You to touch their hearts and find the real reasons to live. Charity, those to help others. In the Holy Spirit, we pray in the brothers of Kairos, the men in blue, as we pray for Holy Mother Church each day. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Titus 1. It's verses 1 through 4. As we begin Titus today, it's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, God-Given Life Eternal of Hope in Sin's Fall. Christ Jesus, Apostle, God's slave Paul. Truth, religious recognition, one's chosen faith's sake. God-given life eternal of hope in sin's fall. Beginning time before promised God, no lie to mistake. Word His time proper revealed our Savior. Indeed, His proclamation commanded Paul's behavior. Titus, I write, faith's common child, true peace and grace enabled. Savior Jesus Christ greeting without fables. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 4th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it looks like we're going to be closing today in the Novena Day's time, ending a novena today to the Holy Spirit as we celebrate the Holy Spirit tomorrow. We're lifting up this Spirit so holy that guides each and every one. We pray for all of you today as we look to close at 9:29 in the name of Jesus. We always call out to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too. Peace be with you, and may the Lord of peace be a part of everything your hearts desire. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.